views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
All right. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Cambo Talk, and I'm your host, Ginny Rutherford. And today I'm super excited. I have two practitioners with me. And the lovely thing about these two practitioners is that I was involved in their training for both of them. So it's really exciting. And what I wanted to do today is both of them are fairly new. So Juan, you've been a year, and Steve here has been 6 months. So I guess I could introduce who you are. I've got Juan Jose here, and Juan also helps a lot with training. He comes and just kind of manages everybody. And then I've got Steve Dumain, who goes by Alexander Steve Dumain on the IAKP website.
Yeah.
And you were at the last training.
Yes, I was.
Which was really quite fun and interesting.
Incredible.
Yeah. So later on, I wanted you guys to give out your information, but I want to really get into the interview because there's a lot to ask and a lot to find out. And I just want to get right into it really quickly today. So Steve, I'm going to start with you because you had the last training in the U.S. and it was kind of an interesting training because normally we have more women than men. So you guys had just the opposite.
Yeah.
When Juan took his training, there were three men, I think,
and
13 women.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you took the training, it was just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
We had three women and 13 men. So it was quite interesting, the dynamics in both of those groups. And I found that generally it's pretty even match. So I thought both of those groups were kind of interesting to me. But I want to go to you first, Steve, because you just took the training six months ago. And, you know, one of the questions people always ask us as practitioners is, how'd you get involved with a Cambo? And I'm not even going to ask that question because really we know that the frog kind of calls us. And that's the story I hear all the time. But I want to ask, really, you took Cambo a few times before you actually became a practitioner. So what did Cambo do for you?
I would say my first time doing Cambo, I was a big skeptic. So
no, being from the East Coast? Oh, come on.
So I did Cambo in Brooklyn. And a friend of mine, Noah and I had been going through a lot that year. It was a very active and difficult year to get through. I had closed a company. There was a pretty big death in the family recently. And I was needed a big shift in life. And this friend invited me to do a combo with them. And I said, okay, I'll go, whatever, sure, I'll try it. And I went. And I kind of said, I'll do it for my inflammation in my back, and I'll do it for things like this, a little bit of anxiety. And the gifts that it gave me were boundless, just so many surprises, which, you know, you see every day.
Yeah, constantly. It is quite amazing, actually. I just am always in awe of this medicine. And after even doing it for so many people and so many times, I still have that feeling of awe around this medicine. It's kind of a crazy, beautiful medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Juan, you graduated a year ago now, and you were there with all of the women. A little bit of energy around that. There's so different energies when you have more men than you have women. And so tell me about what Cambo has done for you.
Well, pretty much Cambo ended 5 years of chronic depression. I mean, really fast. I was dealing with severe depression. I mean, severe depression for years due to being unemployed. We lost a home. I was going through a divorce. I mean, it's like everything kind of came in at once.
Yeah.
And then I used to work for IT companies. I mean, I never, ever, I mean, I never, I didn't know of you know, these kind of medicines. Everything was really, really new. And the way I found out is, you know, I used to work for an IT company. And I was kind of like the oldest person in the group. And I was kind of like the instigator, you know. So I was always like, you know, I was always like the person who would like, you know, get everyone to have fun and to do things. And so I was a very happy guy. And then what happens is like when I was going through all my stuff, I got extremely depressed. I mean, I had chronic depression for about, I want to say, 4 years. And then one of my friends, this engineer that a friend of mine, he came to visit. And then because he heard that I was going through stuff, because I was suicidal at the time. He came to visit me, and then he's like, dude, what happened to you? You're always happy. What's going on? You know. So then I told him everything that I was going through, and then he's like, well, there's this medicine that is going to work for you. He started going through, because he was like, you know, like very analytical. So he started going through the science of Cambo. So I got interested. You know, I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. So, you know, what's the medicine about? So he tells me, okay, they're going to burn your skin. They're going to put poison, frog poison, and you're going to purge, and you're going to feel amazing. And I looked at him like, go on. I mean, you know, what's the punchline, right? And he's like, no, this is serious. And then we went online, and he started like showing me testimonials and, you know, testimonials of people. And I'm like, well, you know, this, you know, what do I have to lose? You know, so pretty much that's how I got started, through a friend of mine.
Lovely. That's super lovely. Well, I mean, there's so many stories. We all hear those same stories, don't we? Every story I hear so much of the time is my own story. And I always think, even all the people who come in and tell me what's going on with them, I always look at it as that's my stuff too.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, being a Cambo practitioner is a little bit selfish, because we're also healing ourselves during that process. Yeah. And that's really lovely. Well, because you guys are really... you were the first practitioner actually to graduate in the US. It was the first time we had done US training, right, which was pretty exciting. But I kind of want to know about the training, because you guys are so fresh still out of it, and it's pretty intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's magical.
It is. It's so very magic. Yeah.
And there's so many personalities that come into the space.
It's everything. It's a combination of, of you guys, the teachers, and us, the students, and the energy of everybody, plus the intensity of the class. And, you know, it's incredible.
Our own healing.
It is.
Because we're doing a lot of combo in a short amount of time with very senior practitioners.
Exactly. And
people who understand this medicine deeply.
It's a very interesting concept. Even in my own training, I saw how this was laid out, these microcosm and macrocosms, because actually when they say Cambo training, it is training, and you are getting well trained, but you're also doing your own healing work at the same time. And honestly, that is part of the training. If you're not doing your own healing work as a practitioner, then, you know, you're really not a practitioner, because that's what it's all about also. So what was some of your favorite, what was some of your most challenging parts of the training? I always like to find out, because I mean, every day you're kind of being pushed out of your comfort zone, wouldn't you say?
You go first, Juan, because I want to think of how I'm going to word mine properly.
Okay, lovely. Juan?
I guess the energy of certain people in the class, you know, just, them going through the stuff. And what we go through, you know, the connection to the medicine, you know, the 3x3s, that's, you know, that's something that is very, it's a very deep procedure, you know, so it connects you to the medicine. But it also kind of, you know, brings out to the surface our issues, you know, our own issues, you know. So you start seeing, like, I guess everything changes after that treatment, you know. So you start seeing people's personalities kind of flare up, and
exactly.
So yeah, so it's,
well, because they call Cambo the Great Revealer, all the stuff's being revealed to you, and then you have an opportunity to work through it as we go through the rest of the training, which is really super lovely.
It's like peeling an onion all the time.
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah. I think that's right.
I had a similar experience with personalities. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely, you know, of course, it's like a type of personality that you think you want to avoid. And that's the first person who you're going to call.
Exactly.
They're going to call upon you. And that's part of training mm-hmm. and learning in life is like, we're going to have to deal with all kinds of personalities. And then you mm-hmm. find out that this personality has the same issues that you had.
Exactly.
At some point. So that's beautiful.
I think that is really the beauty of it because there's kind of no mistakes, yeah. you know, like sometimes little people will say, I don't know if I can do it with this person. And yet that is the person you should be doing that particular training with because
exactly
of,
why.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the beauty of it also. Well, we're coming up to our first break and I really want to get into some of the depths of what you guys have been doing. Actually, my next question is about how you were prepared after that training to go out and do the work and what you guys have been doing since. So when we come back, we'll get into that. And you are listening to Cambo Talk, and this is Jenny Rutherford, your host. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to Cambo Talk. Again, I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford, and I have my two guests here, Steve and Juan. And again, I have this great little heartfelt for both of them because I participated in their training, and there's a real connection that you develop in that training, isn't there?
Yeah, it's super kind of, strong.
It's super strong, and you never forget it.
You're
and
a family.
You become this wonderful family, and so I have this real affection to both of you. So when we left, we were talking about some of the training that you and the challenges that went along with it. And so I really want to ask the question about once, so we'll start with one, about How well were you prepared when you left that 2 weeks of intense training? And what were some of the challenges and how did you overcome them when you started going out there on your own?
You know, it's such a great experience because, you know, we get to perform different protocols on different, different students. And then we get to see, you know, how they react. So, I mean, you get to see everything. You get to see people, you know, faint. You get to see people go through their episodes. So I honestly was really well prepared because the first time that, you know, that happened to me, that someone fainted, I mean, and it's like a very mild faint. They faint for a couple of seconds. I mean, I didn't even flinch. I'm like, I've seen this before. I got this, you know, no worries. I just kind of, I centered myself. I was in my space. I just saw her go through her, you know, through what she went through. And then I was ready. You know, I went right after she, you know, she came back and I was right there just, you know, just being in my presence and just being there for her, you know, as her anchor. And it really, really prepares you. You know, it's great to see beforehand, during the training, because that's exactly what you're going to go through, you know, when you're in the real world, when you come out. So yeah. It was such a great experience.
I think that's what I always said when I came home from training. There was a couple of things that happened. First of all, I felt completely prepared to go out and work with the clients. But secondly, I didn't have that fear of the medicine. And I always like to preface, when we call this medicine, it is not in the Western sense that we call this medicine. This is what it's called by the tribes in the jungle. And so we refer to it as medicine in the same way they refer to it. And I always like to put that disclaimer out as we call this a medicine, but not in the Western sense. So that was the thing. I felt so prepared. And of course, as you go along, you know, the spirit of this medicine, because it does have an intelligence, it kind of teaches you too. No. And you get to see things as you go along, which is lovely. So, Steve, what about you?
So one of the things that you encounter in this work is fear. Fear is a big one. And the frog helps you conquer your fears right away, the first time you have your experience with it. And I was really lucky. Well, lucky or crazy. And I had started, I had treated a few people before my training, which I'm not supposed to do. But I actually didn't know any better because I didn't know any of you. So the information I had was minimal. And I learned from somebody back east how, which I will never teach that method to anybody. Of course, I won't teach any method at this point, but definitely not that method. I had these wonderful teachers, and now I have Juan, who's been a beautiful mentor to me, who lives so close, which has been really wonderful. And you always have the guides of Ginny and Karen and the whole community, because right. We have this beautiful online community that we can speak through and ask questions and sort of get constant feedback and give constant information to each other, which has been the most amazing source, like an endless doctrine of the beginnings of this work in the Western civilization for me.
I absolutely agree.
It's really interesting. So I feel safe all the time, but there's still surprises and fear is going to pop up. And, you know, like you said, fainting is so not a big deal anymore, but other things come up now.
They do. I agree. I mean, I sometimes think there's probably nothing that can happen that I haven't seen, but every once in a while, something will show up and I'm like, wow, I haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting how that happens. And I think there's a way in which we have like a honeymoon period at the beginning where it seems like everything, or I did anyway, where it seemed like they were all kind of easy and I was doing my friends and people I knew. And then after a little while, it was like, the honeymoon's over. And so then the clients that showed up had more conditions that I had and more issues that I had to work through. And of course, you know, sometimes the frog can be a little harsh in his teaching when you're letting ego stand in the way or other things, or when you are attached to an outcome, and that's always a little scary too. So tell me about some of the challenges that you've had to deal with. And Steve, I'm going to start with you. Some of the challenges that you have in working with Cambo.
Do you want me to talk about specifics?
You can. Yeah. I love to hear stories.
So something that was a surprise recently and a sort of challenge, and it hit me in hard ways. I'm working with a client who has suffered from a heroin addiction for a very long time. In almost 14 years, and they were very ready for the work. So there was a lot of fear in there, and we had to make sure they were clear of heroin for a certain amount of time before we did the work. So that was hard because the energy that comes in the room is stressful for them.
Definitely.
For the space in itself. And the first treatment, she had a very clear purge right away. And she said, I feel incredible. I feel so amazing. And it was clear. Clearish with a lot of clear with a little bit of bile. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, she said, I feel like I'm at the beach. I can't believe this. I've been sober for 24 hours or 36 hours now, and I've never been like this. And I said, okay. I said, do you mind if I give you a little hape? Something we work with is something called hape, spelled with an R-R-A-P-E with an accent. And I just, my intuition said, it's time for me to give her some hape. Which I've learned from you guys, and I've learned recently from Juan. And she said, if you want to, okay. She was nervous, I could tell. She was kind of like, no, but yeah. And it just busted the gates of
whatever she was holding on to.
Open. And it was a 20-minute purge that went on for a very long time. She recovered. She didn't want to do the next day. Within 3 hours, she wanted the next day. She had a beautiful night. She went on a walk. She said, I haven't gone on a walk in 7 years. She had a beautiful, she ate something healthy that she never does for herself. She's usually eating McDonald's. We did our treatment the next day, in the middle of the ceremony. Her hands swelled up like Mickey Mouse. And she started screaming, Steve, my hands. I can't feel them. Stayed cool. I was very, very, very nervous for a moment. And then I just breathed in and thought of the messages that you guys have given me and all my teachers have given me and what we gave to each other in that training. And I knew that the medicine was finding its path. Yeah. Yep. And there was something to this. So I said, focus on your breath. She screamed a little bit longer and then she calmed down. She had more purging. We were finally done. She rested. I made some tea. I brought her some tea. We went outside, drank it. And I said, so what's up with your hands? And she said, I've been shooting up in between my fingers for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So the medicine like goes
to
where it's needed.
Absolutely.
And this was the second treatment. And I think the reason it did that the second treatment is because it was on her upper body as opposed to her ankle. So the journey was not as far.
Right.
But anyways, that was a challenge. Like that day was really challenging.
Yeah. That I remember my first time I had a client whose hands turned literally purple and her fingernails turned black. And, you know, that was when I was very new and I was like looking at that going, I don't even know what that is. But come to find out after it was all over. And of course it all goes back to normal eventually, but she does a lot of repetitive work with her hands. And so the medicine went right to her hands for healing. But sometimes you see things like that where somebody will just get these blotches over them. And during the ceremony, you're just watching that. Yes. And then when they're done purging, it's gone. So you just watch and hold space, right? And keep people safe.
Juan,
it sounds like you've got something. I know I can just read in your face. You've got one you're dying to tell.
No, well, I mean, I've been pretty blessed. Right off the bat, I was pretty, lucky to be because I was really busy. I had a lot of clients. So I've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of different experiences, with different people. There's one that comes to mind and it's just incredible. So they took me this kid. He had just turned 18 and it wasn't too challenging, but just his experience was incredible. I mean, when he went to see me, he was shaking. He had like a major panic attack. So it almost seemed like he had seizures from the shaking, from the panic attacks. And so I kind of told him about how we follow the same rituals as the people in the rainforest, which is something pretty new to some people, you burn sage, you use crystals. So, so he was like, kind of not interested. I mean, it was something that he didn't really know nothing about. So he was very new to him. right off the bat against Omsananga, those drops that we put in the ice. And he completely, I gave him Omsananga and he stopped shaking. And he's like, I told him, do you want to go again? He's like, go for it. So I gave him Omsananga twice. The first time we met, and he really made a difference. And so I told him, this is just, one medicine. If I give you Cambo, it'll help you immensely. He was taking about five medication, two antidepressants. So he actually, he lived pretty close to my house. I gave him Cambo three times in a row. And I called, his parents a week later, and they're like, we couldn't throw him a birthday party because he was so depressed. We just threw him a birthday party and he was smiling. He was happy. He was joking with his family. He's a different person. And it's just, it's incredible that, just to hear, the way people heal with this medicine is just, amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. It really is. Well, we're coming up to our second break. I'm here with Juan Jose and Steve Dumain, who are relatively new Cambo practitioners, but you've done quite a bit. But when we come back, we're going to just continue on some of your experiences and how you are working with the medicine now. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Cambo Talk, and I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. We'll be right back.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Basile for the Art of Powerful Living Radio.
From the break. And again, this is Cambo Talk, and I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. And I've got with me today Juan Jose and Steve Dumain, who are both fairly new practitioners. I mean, you kind of get pushed into it pretty quickly, but on the newer scale, and I'm sure you've had lots of experience by now, though, because you kind of, once you say yes, you kind of just hit the road after training running, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So what I kind of wanted to talk about in this next section is about some of the things that you are seeing, because it feels like I go through little spells where I'll see the same type of issue for a while and then another one. And I sometimes think that that's just Campbell's way of training me.
Yeah. I definitely have that coming up.
Yeah. So, Steve, tell me some of the things that you're seeing right now with some of your clients that are showing up.
As Juan was mentioning, for me, I went also for some anxiety and depression. And for anxiety and depression seems to be a pretty, for, I hate to say this, but kind of easy access with Combo.
Yes.
I feel like it's a little bit of a silver bullet. I hate to say it, but it's been wonderful for people and myself. So I have a lot of people coming with anxiety, which leads to depression.
Right.
And then I have some autoimmune disorders, a parasite, bacteria.
Tell me some of the autoimmune, because it seems like there are massive autoimmune showing up right now.
Yeah, so the one autoimmune I have, I'm working with two people with autoimmune. The one of them, they don't know what it is yet. Mm-hmm. She's having a lot of intestinal and gastro things going on, and chronic fatigue, which is another thing we see a lot of people
see that
come up. The other woman is coming out as something that looks like rheumatoid arthritis, which is autoimmune.
Yes.
And she's had an amazing recovery from a lot of the depression that accompanied it.
Lots.
So even though the inflammation seems to be going down and all her joints are feeling much better, the depression and anxiety that coupled it, she said, has really washed away in a major way.
Yeah. One of the things I have been seeing a lot, and in some ways this is kind of maybe my own belief system, because we know that there is an emotional component to every physical ailment.
Yeah.
And that goes all the way back into Chinese medicine. They talk about that, and there's certain things that are related to certain organs. And so what I find with Campbell, particularly with depression and anxiety, is that most people, they'll take Campbell and they will get some relief, right? So they start seeing clearer and feeling more energetic. But what that does is it starts opening up the veil for them to start looking at those things that are causing them to feel anxiety and depression.
It's peeling an onion from the inside out.
It really is, isn't it?
It gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it starts to get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Eventually it does you start getting. I mean, I remember I took Campbell about 14 times within a 5-month period because I wanted to get down to the nitty gritty, right? And the very last one that I felt like I had a huge relief, I just went, oh, I'm done. And I knew I wasn't going to be taking Campbell for a little while. I felt like I'd finally got to a place of just, I feel pretty good right now. So Juan, what about you? What are you seeing? And now I wanted to mention too, because you are Spanish speaking. So you have the opportunity of working with a lot of Spanish speaking clients, which is really nice.
Oh yeah. I've had a lot of, most of my clients are actually Hispanic, Hispanic people. I live close to San Jose, California. So there's a big Hispanic community. And so I've done a lot of work with Hispanic families and it's pretty new to them, as well.
Right.
I've had, so many experiences. I mean, there's people with dealing with a lot of trauma. It's funny. I don't know if it has happened to you guys, but I would listen to something on the radio or, I look for motivational stuff. I listen to some stuff and then it just so happens that the right, I'm talking to this person and then right after the treatment, we talk right before and I am able to give them exactly the right advice that they need. I mean, that happens to me a lot. I'm able to really, really help them have, enormous breakthroughs in their life. And it just so happens the medicine's kind of guiding you to help, to help others, and as you're helping others, you help yourself, so it's it's a humongous opportunity, to heal people.
Well, I agree. I think that's what I have seen a lot too with the medicine is that sometimes when people will present, I'm not really quite sure what to do. And what ends up happening is that I'll get this little piece of insight. And it's just the right thing for them.
Yeah.
And I always love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It gives us teachings all the time. Constantly about holding space and, you know, listening.
Our job as practitioners is to really listen.
And then it gives you, the information just comes back to you.
It really does. And I think that's the beautiful part. I think it's what I love about going into what we would call a ceremony or circle or treatment, whatever and people use.
You see how life becomes a reflection of that work. So holding space, you hold space in ceremony, and you hold space in the street when you're walking. You hold space when you're driving with people in the car. Wherever you are in life, we're holding space now.
Constantly. It becomes a really a life.
I meant to mention, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Digestion.
Yes.
Has been a big one for me with a lot of people.
So what are you seeing in the way of digestion?
I had huge digestion issues my whole life and since I was probably 10 years old. And the first time I did combo, I started healing my gut. And now I don't want to say it, but my digestion is healed after 30 years.
Knock on wood.
Perfect. So, and I have a lot of people coming with similar gastro, so IBS.
Yes.
We're seeing. And
I think that's one of the beauties I see about as we start working with the medicine. Again, some of our own issues, because we're very familiar with them, show up at our door. That always kind of cracks me up, because we all get certain types of clients. And I mean, there are people out here, a lot of people, chemo practitioners who were addicts themselves, and they get a lot of addicts because they understand the process and what they're going through. So I think that's also the beauty of it, is that we get what we needed. That shows up, and then we know exactly how to work with them. Not that we get only the people that we've, but I find a lot of times most other people's issues have been my issues at some point. I mean, when you get a certain age, you've gone through a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so we...
It kind of feels like the fountain of youth as well.
For sure.
I would say, for some of us.
That's funny.
We're looking half our age.
We were just talking about that, because we were having your partner guess my age, which he was off like...
It was 30% off.
It was 30% off. And I always...
In the good way.
In a very good way. So I would say, yeah, that Cambo really helps. But there's a way. Haven't you seen people who have taken Cambo, and when they're finished and they've rested, you look around and you go... Wow, they look like 10 years younger.
Yeah. And during the medicine, they look 20 years
older. They look older. I have a lovely picture of my daughter who took Cambo, and she looks like she's 80.
Oh,
and
nice.
So I took that picture because I could do that with my kids.
Nice.
But yeah, I find sometimes people will come back a couple of months later, though, and I open the door, and I hardly recognize them because...
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a way in which when we alleviate some of these energetic issues, we start to look different because we've been carrying all that with us, and it does age us, and it does show on our bodies.
Oh, yeah. I have a client right now who she says every time she sees an old friend right now, they're seeing her and they're saying, what's going on? You look so different. So I said, well, you see that yourself. You're just, you know.
Yeah.
She feels it, notices it. But now that people are saying it randomly without her telling them anything, it's become real, you know.
But no, I think that's very true. I think energetically, that's what we're presenting. Yeah. Because, you know, I always have this saying that we are just reading information. Mm-hmm. You know, you're giving off information and I'm reading it all unconsciously. And so when I have this information that I feel good, I feel younger, I feel more energetic, that's the information that the people are reading. And so they think, I mean, we do start looking a little younger and feeling better. So it's one of the side benefits of Cambo.
And taking better care of ourselves.
We do.
Absolutely.
I see my clients taking better care of themselves and being kinder to themselves.
Definitely. Just like themselves. You know, they release like this baggage that they're carrying, you know, so that baggage kind of makes you tense, makes you go through life. You know, it's harder to go through life because you're carrying so much, you know, tension and trauma or whatever. So that when you release some of that stuff, I mean, you're lighter in a sense, you know, so you're more relaxed. So that relaxation helps you heal, you know, helps
less
you feel
wrinkles.
Better. Yeah.
Yes. Less wrinkles.
Less wrinkles. And you're not tensing up.
It's a great promo for Cambo. Because I'm sure that the FDA would not approve that.
Cambotox.
Yes. Less wrinkles, less pain, you know, yes. Better mood.
Well, Well, we're getting close to our next break, and it's our last. This hour has gone by so fast, and there's so many things I would love to just sit here and yak at you guys forever because it's really fun. And we do kind of yak after during the breaks and afterwards and have our little fun and remember wins. But when we come back, I kind of would like to ask what you guys see, how you see your practices growing, what you would like to see happening as you go along. You know, a lot of times we kind of get a message that we want to work with a certain type of client. Mm-hmm. Maybe we want to work with autoimmune. Mm-hmm. And so maybe kind of, I'd like to hear what you guys have planned in the future for yourselves and how you'd like to take your practice and where you see yourself going. So when we get back, that's the question I'm going to ask. I'll give you a little heads up so you're prepared.
Okay.
All right, great. Well, you're listening to Cambo Talk. And again, I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. We'll be right back.
Have you felt a lot of fear and self-doubt in your life where you feel like you never know what's right for you? As a result, maybe you've made yourself invisible or haven't fully put yourself out there. Hi, my name is Deb Acker. In addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including stepping into your power to be confident and visible in your relationships and the world. Did you know fear, self-doubt, feeling invisible, and not feeling comfortable to put yourself out there are all linked to not being in your power? What if you could always feel powerful and on purpose at all times? I used to spend a lot of time hiding in fear and self-doubt. Now I'm not afraid to put myself out there on a bigger scale, and most importantly, I know what's right for me in every moment, and I take action accordingly. On the other side, I now help others with this, and if you're ready to be powerful and confident and let go of the fear that holds you back from a bigger life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
You know that feeling in your gut? That tiny whisper in the back of your ear? The tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life, or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Cambo Talk. I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. Again, we're here with Juan Jose and Steve Demain, Cambo practitioners, again, who I had the great privilege of actually working with in their training, and it was super fun. So I have a great fondness for both of you. And when we left the last time, I asked the question about where you would like to see your practice go, and most people sometimes will add other modalities or other things to their practice because this medicine works really well with other things. It's kind of it plays well with others. Steve, what do you see your practice? How do you feel like you'd like to? Do you have a focus of where you particular clients you'd like to work with?
I don't have a focus of particular clients. I've enjoyed working with some of the various forms of clients, but there are definitely groups that I want to sort of start to have access with. I treated a few people with Juan recently, and a couple of them were 80 years old, which was really nice. And I was thinking facilities that have in communities of people who are elderly, I think is a wonderful space and to start exploring, because they deserve as much healing as all of us do, even more.
Yes.
I'd love to do some more traveling with Combo. So I give Combo in the Bay Area and also in New York right now. And I'd love to do more that's in the country and also a little internationally.
Beautiful.
Something maybe retreat worthy.
Yep.
So that's my initial thoughts. I probably have more that haven't really popped in. Oh, and I work with people afterwards, chatting about their diet with them. I've worked with herbal medicines for maybe 15 years now.
Oh, lovely.
So that sometimes comes in handy. Mm. Just overall life coaching kind of work that with my clients though at this point.
Yeah.
They seem to have a lot of, they're open. Their hearts are so open after Combo that they're ready for some advice, and they're willing to ask about it. And I'd love to give it if they're asking.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, we always say we give out advice for things that we know about, we don't cross any boundaries.
Yeah.
We work within the level of our competency, and that's one of our code of conducts.
Yeah.
So I think adding those things that we have learned before we became practitioners and bringing that in is really super helpful.
And then gathering a network of other people who work in healing.
Definitely.
And that's been amazing for me. So I have people that work with other medicines in the jungle, outside of the jungle. And then things like body work, and just various forms of healing. And it's good to have a grip, even psychotherapists, people that might need further integration, and that's something they've been searching for. I have a client who I treated back east last month, who's somebody I've known for 40 years almost, because when I was very little.
A child.
Yep.
One.
And I haven't seen them in a very long time. And they are going through a pretty rough patch. So Juan mentioned we treat people with trauma. And this person went through some serious trauma recently. And we see people with sexual abuse sometimes. That can often come up in this work. And I convinced them by the end of it to see this therapist, who's a therapist I worked with many years ago, who was one of my mentors. The therapist called me today and left me this beautiful message saying, I'm so excited to meet with her. So it's great to have this community network of healers.
I think so too, because that allows us to actually give people what they need, our clients, but us again, not crossing any boundaries of our own competency.
Right.
So we stay within that. And I think that's really helpful to have all those other people around us who can be helpful with our own clients.
Aftercare. Especially for people who have addiction.
For
like
sure.
We were talking about, and I'd love to work with more addiction.
Yeah.
So aftercare.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Juan, what are you hoping to see happen with your practice?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that, you see all, kinds of situations, all kinds of, people with different issues, emotional, physical, energetic. So I don't necessarily want to, work with a certain type of people, but I'm pretty open to whatever comes through, because everything that you see teaches you something, it prepares you for the future in a way, something that I'm really interested in working. It's my girlfriend. She's going to graduate. She's going to be a Reiki master and licensed, massage therapist, and then she's combining oil therapy. I can't remember. There's different modalities that she's studying, though. But I want to apply that into Combo, because I have the belief that just going through Reiki or going through massage, it's helping people release a lot of that energy, emotional energy. So
definitely,
you kind of prepare them, for when they have their Combo. It's it helps them have a better release. So I'm really, really interested in working with that, with those other modalities, and applying them to Cambo, and just see, see the results. Because I know it's going to be great. You know, it's just a matter of time before I can start integrating it, and then so that way we can work together, and it would be pretty helpful, for people and for ourselves too. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I think there's a way in which this medicine really can work with other modalities very well. During the break, I was telling you that I had started, it's called Cambo Renewer Retreats. They are residential, where people come and stay for 4 days in a residence. And we do Cambo, and we do a lot of other healing modalities during that time. So they're kind of in that, when we went to training, we were kind of in this bubble, of healing. And so we kind of create that bubble, during that time also, and it just
of safety
of people can really get out of their own normal day. They don't have to go back home now and feed the dog and cook dinner. They can actually just concentrate on their healing, and so those have been really lovely. It kind of just gives a big shift very quickly for people, so that's been really, really helpful. I have another one that's I'm thinking about doing, or I'd love to do, which is kind of it's a little different. But I like dark therapy, where you go in, there's some places where you can go and you go into a dark space and completely no light at all. And sometimes you go there for like a week or 2 weeks, and all you do is they send the food underneath the door. And many people have big transformations for that. And what I was hoping to do, because it disrupts our patterns, and we get stuck in this reality of the world, our patterns just are rampant and everything just keeps our patterns going. So I wanted to give 3 days of Cambo and 3 days of dark therapy right afterwards. So you'd be opening the veils and then you would go into this dark therapy
and for integration,
for disrupting all the patterns. Because quite frankly, what I find is that we're just playing our programs and our patterns. And if we can disrupt those, it really does change our life very quickly on the outside. So that's my next one. That'll be a little different.
That's not really quick. So I'm working with this psychotherapist that he was out of prescribing pain medication. So he became addicted to them. And so he was going through his addictions. He actually had the opportunity to go to Mexico and had an Ibogaine treatment.
Yes, Ibogaine.
Mm-hmm. He had Ibogaine treatment, and then afterwards he came and had a combo session, combo with me. And his experience was incredible. I mean, he had such amazing results from Ibogaine and combo. And so anyway, he completely shifted his his modality. So right now he's not prescribing
medication so anymore.
Right. So he's really looking into changing his path. I'm actually going to work with him and try to help him treat patients. So he's going to give me patients too, though, as part of his therapy.
Lovely.
Which is very nice. It's great.
That's awesome. Well, we only have about 3 minutes left, and I want to give each of you an opportunity to give out your information if people want to contact you. And I know you guys do ceremonies together.
We work together,
which is really awesome. Yeah. Even though you didn't even go through training together, but you're working together, which is lovely. I know Juan, you were up there during Steve's training, helping out. So Juan, how can somebody get a hold of you if they want to come and work with you with Cambo?
Probably through my website. My website is www.sacredcambo.com. My phone number is 209-355-5066. My email is info@sacredcambo.com.
Sacred Cambo, lovely. And you are in the Bay Area. You're in San Jose and the Bay Areas. You'll work in all those areas, right?
I'm kind of like in the middle. I'm between the Bay Area, Fresno, Modesto. So I'm pretty centered. So I can travel,
Yeah, lovely. So if anybody's interested, that's how you can get a hold of Juan. Steve, what about you? If somebody's interested in working with you?
Yeah, I'm also all around the Bay Area, and I work in LA as well.
Perfect.
I didn't mention that before. And New York. So my email is thecomboclan@gmail.com, KAMBOCLAN. It's thecomboclan@gmail. My website is comboclan.com. And my phone number is 347-581-9909. And feel free to call.
Perfect.
It's easy. Text or call, whatever you like.
We'll have all this up on Cambo Talk's site also. So if anybody wants to look, see either Juan or Steve, they can get up on Cambo Talk on the Transformation Talk radio station and look up Cambo Talk, and then they can get your information there. And there's bios and pictures of both of you, lovely pictures of you both, so that if anybody wants to get a hold of you, they can find out all that information. Well, guys, that hour went by way too quickly, and there's so many things I would love to talk about. But
part two.
Yeah, we'll have to do part two after pizza, though, for sure.
Yeah, down the road.
So anyway, next week, I've got another, I'm actually going to do something kind of fun. Next week, I'm going to try to have my three children and my daughter-in-law, because my son's getting married this weekend, on the show, because they've all taken Cambo, and talk about their experience. So I'm looking really forward to that. Anyway, everyone, you have been listening to Cambo Talk. I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. I am an IAKP master practitioner, and we'll be back next week. Have a great one, everyone.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Jenny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Jenny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.